Anekati Devi Branta Mohajala Samavrita Prasakta Kama Bogeshu Patanti Narake Suchao Aneka Numerous Chitta by anxieties Vibranta Perplexed Moha of illusions Jala by a network Samavrita surrounded Prasakta attached Kama Bogeshu to sense gratification. Patanti, they glide down. Narake, into hell. Asuchao, unclean. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network of illusions, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. Please repeat. Thus perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network of illusions, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. Purport. The demonic man knows no limit to his desire to acquire money. That is unlimited. He thinks only of how much assessment he has just now and schemes to engage their stock of wealth further and further. For that reason, he does not hesitate to act in any sinful way and so deals in the black market for illegal gratification. He is enamored by the possessions he already has already, such as land, family, house, and bank balance. He is always planning to improve them. He believes in his own strength, and he does not know that whatever he is gaining is due to his past good deeds. He is given an opportunity to accumulate such things, but he has no conception of past causes. He simply thinks that all his massive wealth is due to his own endeavor. A demoniac person believes in the strength of his personal work, not in the law of karma. According to the law of karma, a man takes his birth in a high family, or becomes rich, or very well educated, or is very beautiful because of good work in the past. The demoniac thinks that all these things are accidental and due to the strength of one's personal ability. They do not sense any arrangement behind all the varieties of people, beauty, and education. Anyone who comes into competition with such a demoniac man is his enemy. There are many demoniac people, and each is enemy to the others. This enmity becomes more and more deep between persons, between families, then between societies, and last between nations. Therefore, there is constant strife, war, and enmity all over the world. Each demoniac person thinks that he could live at the sacrifice of all others. Generally, a demoniac person thinks of himself as the supreme God, and a demoniac preacher tells his followers, "Why are you seeking God elsewhere? You are all yourselves God. Whatever you like, you can do. Don't believe in God. Throw away God. God is dead." These are the demoniac's preachings. Although the demoniac person sees others equally rich and influential, or even more so, he thinks that no one is richer than he and that no one is more influential than he. As far as promotion to the higher planetary systems is concerned, he does not believe in performing yajnas or sacrifices. Demons think that they will manufacture their own process of a yajna and prepare some machine by which they will be able to reach any higher planet. The best example of such a demonic man was Ravana. He offered a program to the people by which he would prepare a staircase so that anyone could reach the heavenly planets without performing sacrifices, such as are prescribed in the Vedas. Similarly, in the present age, such demonic men are striving to reach the higher planetary systems by mechanical arrangements. These are examples of bewilderment. The result is that without their knowledge, they are gliding toward hell. Here, the Sanskrit word moha jala is very significant. Jala means net. Like a fish caught in a net, they have no way to come out. Aneka chita vibranta moha jala samavrita prasakta kama vogeshu patanti narke suchao. Thus perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network of illusions, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. So here mentioned some of the bad qualities of those who don't believe in Krishna. Now, if we tell people, if you don't believe in Krishna, you acquire all bad qualities, they think we're crazy. Of course, they already think we're crazy, so it wouldn't make any difference. But actually, people think good. They think, as Krishna says, "Yani shasa rabutanam tasyam jagrati samyami." Yasam jagrati bhutani sani shapashu tomune. That what is night for all sentient beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled. And what is night for the self-controlled is the time of awakening for all sentient beings. Yani sha sarabhutanam. What is night for all sentient beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled. So people's heroes nowadays are generally not saintly people who have renounced the world and are kind to others. Generally speaking, people's heroes are those who can accumulate the most amount of wealth and use it in different ways for sense gratification. And as time has gone on, as people become less and less God conscious, then what was previously considered to be sinful is now considered to be normal. And we can judge a society what their leaders are like, especially nowadays. Well, two things. What people eat is very important, because eating is the basic principle of lording it over the material nature. And therefore, what people eat is an indicative of where their consciousness is. So now I don't think there's too many societies which are strictly vegetarian. And even those who in the societies that are vegetarian, now somehow or another they become vegan. And they're very proud of it because they want to protect the cow. I guess they want to protect the cow. I don't know why what's the philosophy of veganism? They want to protect the cow? Do they really want to protect it? How they don't want to have anything to do with it, actually. They're not protecting any cows. Or to speak of bulls, they don't do any protection. They just don't want to have anything to do with it. Except I wonder how many of them wear vegan shoes. That I even heard that vegans only want to eat honey. Is that right? Some do and some don't. Oh, you're the expert. What do they eat?
We have the so-called honey that is okay and honey that is not okay.
They ask the bee if they worked hard or not. If the workers get paid properly, then they eat the honey. I mean, honey is made out of pollen, isn't it? From the flowers. What are they against flowers?
No, because it's taken away its violence. I think this is one of the
taken away.
Philosophical point from them.
Well, when they take away the plants, they don't eat plants at all?
No,
the killing of plants. It's violence. What do they eat? Air? And even the air, there's bacteria. They're swallowing huge amounts of bacteria. Do they realize how violent they are? Some of the bacteria could be someone's mother. In any case, this idea of that there are good people in the world and they have good qualities. They have, some people have better illusions than others because the very fact that they're in the material world under a false ego, then where is the question of really having actual good qualities? Because the whole idea of having good qualities is generally either one is trying to gratify their senses grossly, or they have a false ego they're trying to satisfy. They feel good about themselves, how good a person they are, and how bad everyone else is. Because you can't be a good person unless there's someone who's bad. You have to be good in relation to other people who are so-called bad, or better than others. In any case, these are all illusory qualities, whether good or bad in the material world, because Prabhupada said it's all bad, it's all illusion. If you're in a jail and you're in a very nice prison cell, it doesn't make less of a prison cell. Like some prison cells, they have television, which is probably the worst jail you could get into. I mean, at least if you're in solitary confinement, you don't hear all the nonsense that's going on. So maybe your mind will become purified after some time if you don't go crazy, if you're not already crazy. In any case, everything in the material world is more or less bad because the very nature of the material existence is bad. The soul is not by nature supposed to experience old age, disease, and death, but we've gotten used to it. We think it's normal. But actually, the real nature of the soul is eternal, full of bliss and consciousness and full of awareness. So everything that takes away from that is negative. But when it displays in the mode of ignorance and passion, then it's called demoniac. But in the mode of goodness, where one is at least recognizing that there are laws we're supposed to follow, then that's less bad than the bad. It's still bad, but because it's less bad, we call it good. But within everyone's consciousness, well, what to speak of Kali Yuga, idam adya maya labdvam imam prapse manoritam, that so much wealth do I have today, that everyone is worried about their wealth. How much do I have? So the very thought that this is mine puts one under the spell of the illusory energy. So it's bad. Having things is not bad, but thinking that these things belong to me means that Maya arrests us and puts us under the illusory energy, and that's bad. And then when we utilize things outside of Krishna consciousness, then that's worse, because then we get the reactions for what we're doing. So it all starts out with not recognizing Krishna. So as much as we recognize Krishna, then we become good, and as much as we don't, we're bad. And then all the bad qualities manifest, all coming from the fact that we don't recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then we think this is mine. And as soon as I think it's mine, then everyone is in competition to get what I have, or I want to get what others have. I think I've gotten something. So the whole history of Europe is some leader thinking that they should get something, and then getting an army together to agree with them, a bunch of thieves getting together, and then robbing a bank. And the head thief stands up and says, "My dear fellow thieves, now that we've robbed this bank, I only have one thing to require from all of you, to plead for you, to beg from you. Please, please, let us divide this money up honestly." So they're all thieves, but now they're proclaiming they're going to become honest thieves by dividing up the money, Krishna's property up honestly. So all the laws in modern society, all this attempt, so-called justice and injustice, is all based upon the fact that they think that this belongs to us and that we should divide up this money that we've stolen honestly from the Supreme Person. Therefore, the last thing that people want to hear about in modern society in general is God, because it spoils the whole idea that these things belong to me. If there is actually God who everything belongs to, then actually it's just an illusion that these things belong to me. And not only that, but under the conception that there's a God, that means I'll be punished from stealing from him. And that's very bad. So therefore, those people who are enamored with wealth, they think it's very good to train people up to become godless, because that way they won't think I'm a bad person. They'll think I'm a good person, although actually I'm a thief. But if everyone else is a thief, then that's good, because I'm the biggest thief. And therefore I can make plans to steal from everyone. That's modern society. As Prabhupada said, because there's no dharma, there's no religion, there's no conception of actually reality, of Krishna being the controller of everything and owner of everything. Therefore, the only thing left for people to do is economic development, so-called, for sense gratification. But people have no dharma, therefore they have no restrictions on so-called economic development, because dharma is the only thing that actually produces happiness. Therefore, they change their happiness from becoming dharmic to simply collecting money and using it for sense gratification. And because there's only so much you can actually use for sense gratification, there's only so much we can eat. There's so many hours in the day you can sleep. Even if you want to have sex, the human body is not equipped to have unlimited sex. And defending, King Ugrasena had 4 quadrillion bodyguards. So actually, and he left his body. They couldn't save him either. 4 quadrillion. That's a lot of bodyguards. Could you imagine when they had prasadam? Just getting all the plates together was quite. Pass the salt, sorry. We only had enough for 2 quadrillion. In any case, there's only a limit to how much sense gratification you can get out of this body. And then after that, all the wealth is just, as Prabhupada said, you look at it and feel good about it. Otherwise, what can you do with it? Even you buy, just like this Rajneesh, he had like 100 Rolls Royces or something. But so what? What are you going to do with them? Look at them? Walk around every day and look at it? What are you going to ride them to? So there's only a very amount of there's a limitation how much sense gratification you can get, but there's quite a bit of problems you can get along with it. Especially when you grow old and you can't take any of them with you, all you can take is the sinful reactions for acquiring them. For that reason, we can see the results of people who are sinful in their past lifetimes. Some of them are standing outside. They can't even come into the temple. I mean, these people, at least their leaves, they can look inside and see what's going on. These trees out there. I mean, there's some leaves there, so maybe they can get some inspiration watching they can see the deities. But that's the result. Limited amount of sense gratification, and you become less than a dog. So people laugh. They think that this is all nonsense. You know, what are you talking about? there's no such thing as reincarnation. So this is called illusion. People have convinced, well, not convinced themselves. Modern education is meant to make, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, people are born as a Shudra, and by modern education they become less than an ass. Why? Because Krishna doesn't want the living entity to become an insect in his next lifetime. He wants the living entity to go back to the spiritual world. But because of misdirection, people are actually taking pride in something which is actually useless. So much do I have today, and I'll increase in the future. So much is mine, and I'll get more and more. So much wealth do I have. Idama idama yadlabham imam prapse manoritam. He is my enemy, I've killed him, my other enemies will be killed. So the history of the world is that so many powerful people came and so many powerful people left. And the Roman emperors would conquer parts of this Europe. They come back along with their slaves and all the wealth they had gathered, the captured soldiers, and they ride through the streets of Rome, a victory parade, and the emperor would stand in his chariot and everyone would cheer him. And he had one person next to him whispering into his ears that you're immortal. You're going to die. You're immortal. So he didn't get too carried away by his so-called accumulation of wealth. But nowadays, people don't have such good advisors. They have people who are flattering. Oh, you're as good as God. You have so much wealth. You're the richest man in the world. Today, you earn on the stock market another $1 billion. Now you can build a golden stairway to heaven instead of just a silver one. So people are actually becoming encouraged from modern education, from modern propaganda. And the people who are running the whole show or miseducating people, they're the most deluded. Therefore, they're even advertising the Church of the Devil. Satanism has even become an official religion. And their philosophy is everything is void. We all came from the monkeys. They're propagating all this. But the fact is that they're all wrong. And because they're wrong, Neha bikarmano shasti pradyav navo navidite swapamapya siddharmasya triyate mahatobaya. On this path there's no loss of diminution. And even a little advancement can protect one from the greatest danger. So they don't care about any kind of spiritual advancement because they've been trained up. There is no such thing as spirit. There's only matter. And if there's spirit, it's impersonal. Voidism, Buddhism. Therefore, Krishna is speaking 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And at the end of the 16th chapter, he'll inform us that the difference between the divine and the demoniac is one follows Krishna's instructions and the other doesn't. So if we follow Krishna's instructions, then our life will become divine. And if we don't, then we stand the chance of at least, by bad association, taking the risk of entering into a lower species of life in the future. So this is very actually quite dangerous. It's the greatest danger. You can step on a nail, it's a problem. But if you become a pig in your next lifetime, it's a real, much bigger problem. If you become a pig, who's going to help you? I mean, what can you do if you're a pig? Or if you're a giraffe, or any animal. Or if you're a bug. Yes, what are you going to do if you're a bug? What's that? She wants to see. He became a pig. But what could he do? He didn't want to go back to be Indra anymore. Yes, he didn't want to. So such is life of a pig. Would you like to become a pig? Which would you prefer, becoming Indra or a pig? But when you become a pig, then you think it's all right. You never hear a pig. I don't know if pigs complain or not. But generally, their life is quite good, better than most human beings. They get unlimited food. It's always being supplied. There's no shortage. They're wherever they live is free. They don't have to pay any rent. They don't have to pay for education. They don't have any fixed job they have to go to. They don't need a car. So, you know, all they can do, all they're trying to do is gratify their senses, eating all day long and sleeping, and then some sex, and sometimes a little defense. But that's, what would a human being find better than that nowadays? If you gave a human being a chance, today, from now on, all you do is have to eat, whatever you want to, just sleep. You can have as much sex as you want, and, you know, we'll teach you a few karate moves and you can try and defend yourself. People think that they're a hog heaven. This is what the people, they're following the hog acharya. This is their purpose in life. This is their examples. The most degraded people are the examples nowadays for most people of their heroes. And people think it's completely normal. Luckily, we're chanting Hare Krishna, so we have some intelligence. So we might not agree. We might think that actually there are better alternatives. At least we'll eat prasadam, so we don't have to come back as a hog. At least we have some taste for eating prasadam. We may not have such a taste for chanting the holy name, purely, but at least we have a taste for eating as nice prasadam as possible. So we'll come back, at least we'll come back and we'll eat some more prasadam. Until finally we'll be eligible to go back to the spiritual world. But don't wait too long, because there's a time in Kali Yuga that there's no more prasadam, or the prasadam is not, Sunday feast is the skin of a mango. Because there's no more mangoes. So we should, of course it's offered to Krishna, so relatively it will be quite nice. But in any case, the point is, we should take this seriously and not become enamored with the demoniac qualities, which everyone else in the world is enamored with. Wealth, prestige, influence, control, property, assets. Everyone's enamored, but no one's thinking about there's a higher state of consciousness where we can actually realize our eternal nature and engage in loving service to the most wonderful personalities, spiritual personalities, who are just emanating love and bliss eternally. Much better than emanating carbon monoxide from a car. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you were talking about this verse which says that whatever progress we do in spiritual life, it's kept forever. How can we get to this point that we get? Because there's so many instructions, injunctions in the Shastras like this, and we hear them and we don't take them so seriously. Like, yeah, that's important, and that's also other important things.
Well, when we actually come to spiritual activities, then we'll see how nice they are. Right now, we're just trying to come to spiritual activities. In other words, when we actually do something to please Krishna, and we actually think about him without worrying about what we've done in the past and what we're going to do in the future, to actually concentrate our minds happily upon Krishna, and we experience some ecstasy, then we'll understand what spiritual means. but we're just mechanically doing our service and not really Krishna conscious, not conscious of Krishna, then it's dutiful, it's purifying, but it's not spiritual. It's only spiritual. Spiritual means be Krishna conscious, actually aware of Krishna, remember him. Otherwise, what is your question of being? We go to the spiritual world. What do we do there? The only thing people, what everyone's doing all the time, no matter what they're doing, whether they're making garlands or they're dancing, they're absorbed in Krishna consciousness. They're experiencing the ecstasy of Krishna and his devotees' presence, overwhelmed by their beauty and their ecstasy and their love of everyone in the spiritual world. So that's Krishna consciousness. And if we hear looking around, we think everything is ordinary. We're not remembering Krishna. Then it's not quite spiritual yet. It's pious, if one performs devotional service, will elevate one to a higher realm of material existence. But it's not that part, unless it's done in Krishna consciousness, it's not eternal. Eternal means advancement in Krishna consciousness means advancement on the spiritual platform. Still, we remember Krishna, so there's advancement there. It's really hard to be a devotee or aspiring devotee, perform devotional service, walk into the temple and not remember that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We really have to be covered over. Who are those people? How did I get here? So we do remember Krishna, but the intensity has to increase, that's all. Anything else? Granthraj, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Kijai.